Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen. Hi, Neil.
Hello.
And we are broadcasting today, offering readings and discussing further psychic development. So welcome to the show, everybody. Want to let callers know that the call-in, or listeners know, rather, that the call-in number 914-338-0164 is the way to connect with us today. Press 1 if you would like a reading. And we encourage our listeners and our callers to join us on Blog Talk Radio, as well as our Facebook sites, Neil Baker Psychic, as well as Neil and Kristen Baker. And those accounts can be found via our Blog Talk Radio page. So please do that. 562-596-7818 is the number to call after the show for further conversation. Again, call in number 914-338-0164. And so I think what we'll do, we have a caller, and we'll take the caller, Neil, and then we can get to our chat.
Okay.
So let's see who is on the line. Hi, who's this? Caller, are you there? No sound. Interesting.
Well, okay, so as we're waiting to see if we can connect to the caller, the caller can hear us. Please stay on. We'll try to see
What I'm going to do is call in. So if you could take over for a moment, Neil, while I try to get on.
Our topic today is going to be on psychic development, which I think is, you can't even begin to touch that in a half hour show, more or less. A month show, because psychic development comes in so many different areas. When you're dealing with psychic development, or you have to first go to the process of the origin of psychic energy. And we had to. On that note, let's get the caller in.
So yes, I can hear. So I don't know why the caller cannot. Let me try 509 again. Are you there, caller? 509. No, let's try 510. Are you there, caller?
Hi, how are you today?
Hi, good. We're wondering if we were having a problem with our connection, but apparently the other caller has just maybe put us on mute or disconnected or something. So you were next in the queue. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, thanks.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. And you're calling from California?
You got it, yes.
Okay. Okay, Rachel, let's get your birth date, please, to start out.
Yes, sure. It's July 9, 1956.
Okay, I wrote down 7-9. I wrote down an 8-2. So that happens to be the month and day you were born, 1626.
And 37-10-1.
And what's going on today, Rachel?
I am very much interested in getting a relationship, like most people. I haven't been in a relationship for a long time, and I'm hoping that somebody in the near future I'll cross paths with, and I might have a life with them.
And you're 61 years old. You just had a birthday. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
So in 2016, she went through her sixth cycle of 10, which is part of your karmic code, Rachel. Have we talked to you before? I mean, I didn't remember you. I wrote down those numbers. I didn't remember you, but
no.
I'm freshly listening. If we have talked to you before, so
no, first.
So
time.
We have not.
First time calling. Correct.
Okay. So just first, before we get into the idea of relationship, what happened in the year 1993? Well, you're born mid-year, so 1993, 1994.
Well, there should have been I changed jobs. I went from one of 14 years to the next one.
Okay, so you were with the job for 14 years, and then you moved to the next job.
Right.
So that was your change at that age. As mm-hmm. far as a relationship is concerned, what's your thoughts, Neil? Do you want to say something, Rachel? Did you want to say something?
No. Please go on.
Okay.
Rachel, what your numbers suggest that there was a divorce in your life. Was there a divorce?
There was not a marriage type of divorce, but I had two relationships that ended. We were never married, but it was heartbreaking. But the other thing that can be, I guess, termed as a divorce, my last job that I had for 16 years, I totally embraced, gave my heart and soul, and that ended. So that was very much like a death for me, losing that job.
Okay, so what happens sometimes, though, Rachel, is that the element of relationship turns into somewhat of a tribal family connection to past lives. And what happens sometimes is in our jobs, our jobs sort of move into a weird space where it's like a family. It's like it feels like this is my family. This is my life. I'm just not going to a job, but I'm going to my life and blood. And in that regard, the attitude of relationships can have originated in terms of your job from a past life tribal zone. Now, with that in mind, your relationships with these two individuals, did any of them ever live under the same roof with you?
That's what I was going
to ask. No.
So you each had your own separate residence?
Yes.
Now, may I ask, were your parents ever divorced or
no.
estranged?
So, no, not at all.
Okay, so not at all. So what? Okay, so you're having two things. The quote divorce, you're correct. It's morphed into the area of your job, meaning the 14 mm-hmm. years. And am I understanding that you had two jobs, one 14, one 16?
16, which is interesting because that's her part of the side.
Yeah.
16.
And that's 24. That's altogether, 16, 26, 28, 30. That would be 30 years altogether. 16, 26. So 30 years altogether. So what, those two jobs, with that amount of time in those jobs, we're going to consider that, you're right, that was your marriage. The mm-hmm. idea of a relationship, you've come in with a certain kind of karma problem in terms of formulating and establishing a, quote, legitimate relationship, if we want to call marriage a legitimate relationship. Mm-hmm. And anything short of that would be, you know, not legitimately a marriage, of course. So you've had, and now we're talking about two relationships and two jobs.
Did you say two relationships mm-hmm. with like romantic relationships? Did we hear that right?
Yes. Yes.
And then
correct.
Two jobs. Okay.
So now we've got two jobs, two relationships. But you know what, Rachel? Actually, the two worlds are connected. Your job and your world with your job is like a marriage. Your mm-hmm, two relationships correlated to your two jobs was like the lack of a marriage, but it was still considered relationship. How long did those relationships last?
The first one lasted 7 years. The second one lasted maybe about about 7 years, 8 years.
The first was 7 and the other one was about 8?
Yes, about that.
We're getting close to your month and day, 7 and 9.
And that was her 16 in the job that she really loved.
Yeah, and that becomes 16.
Wow. This,
yeah, see what's happening?
Oh, my God.
We're starting to code out in language the stamp on your birthday.
And not only that, but her 16 years at that job is the division between 5 and 6 in her year. So the 1 separates 5 and 6, and then the 6 is actualized in the last day, or the last number of the year. So that 16 is reflected on the transcendent side as well, which maybe indicates why she had such an affinity for the job, you know?
Yeah. Well, you asked about, you know, in retrospect, you went over the job situation because of the change that occurred in 93, 94. But your question was about relationship. Here's what's going on with relationship. You're born in 56, which is an 11 or a 2 in numerology, and that's relationship. So you're not done. The journey of you finding a relationship on this planet Earth in this lifetime is not finished yet. So that means one's coming up. It almost is like the universe has to give you one. There's going to have to be 3. And no matter how many other relationships you've had, you have to have 3 major relationships. 1956 actually becomes a 12, which is a 3. In numerical value. And it is our estimation, our evaluation, that is equated to relationships. So you've got one coming up. Now, so let's look at this for a second. I'm going to ask you a question way off on the side. Have you ever had in your lifetime a leg injury or a leg problem?
I have a problem with my foot. It's a tendon or a muscle that goes down into the top of my foot, and I have that frequently unless I do specific exercises for it. So it's in the lower left leg.
Yeah, it's like Jeopardy. We're going to accept that answer.
Thank you.
That's okay. Not that it's doing you any good, but it's doing the purpose of our energy, the leg. I mean, if you had said my hand or my head, we're not close. But the foot, yes.
It's connected to the leg, obviously.
Now, has there been any problem with a nerve radiating down the leg and manifesting in the foot?
I don't know if it's – I think it's a tendon or a muscle that goes down. I work out a lot, but – I was told by a podiatrist that I must do specific exercises. Otherwise, I just spent 3 months hardly able to stand on it for that reason. So I'm not sure if it's a nerve. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you see, because you've been having problems with it, that's why it's come to us as a statement from left field. Now, how do we tie in? Left field means something coming in from left field. Now, that means that for some reason, that's tied in. We don't know yet why, but that's tied into the theme of relationship. We don't know yet why. I can't tell you yet why. But there's a correlation. We don't know why yet. It might have – is it your left leg or your right?
Left. And I'm left-handed too.
That's what I thought. Okay. But there's no – you're not ambidextrous.
No, not at all.
You're right-handed, so it's in your left leg. So somehow your left side is overcompensating your right, which means that there is probably a little bit of confusion in your third eye, your sixth, your vision energy, meaning that the way you vision things, Rachel, is not always in connection to results.
Mm-hmm.
So you get shocked. You get shocked when you lose your job. You weren't expecting it, whatever. It wasn't something that was voluntary, so you're shocked. There could be a shocking element to the relationship. So what Rachel may be looking at as a human being is you like long journeys. When you sign up, you're very committed and loyal.
True, yes.
And what happens is that suddenly something gets in the way of that vision, and it's not something you could really say, oh, it's my fault. It just happens. And it's like, why did these abrupt changes come when I'm not desiring them? That's not my vision. Would that apply to what we're talking about?
Yeah, very much so.
So there's something. Now, when we talk about the third eye, the sixth chakra, we're talking about your vision. That's your sixth chakra, which is actually in mm-hmm. your year as a number next to five, expression. So there's something
wow.
going on. We don't know what it is yet, but there's something going on in your visionary energy that's either you're not aware of and you're producing it, you're not even aware of it, or it's a karmic element in there that we don't know if we can change at this point. We don't know yet, but I do know a relationship's coming. Now, in your whole lifetime, and I don't mean to say that they have to be important. It could be a very minor character, very minor. Did you ever know anyone named Alan?
No.
Okay, so when you say no, the theory is this.
Future.
He might be coming in,
but
Alan.
It doesn't necessarily mean that the person she's going to be involved with is Alan.
No.
It's a marker. So something like a signpost on the
yeah.
road that a relationship okay. is coming.
So we got to look at that
okay.
first. Now, you know, I mean, you've never called our show. Well, we've been, psychic energy is something
Neil's
been going
doing
on
for 40, well,
over,
more than
almost
that.
Almost 50 years professionally.
Wow.
So it's
well,
mm-hmm.
45.
Well,
it's about
17.
17.
So, you know, this is common for us to state, yeah, maybe an Alan's going to come in. The job you had, was it at all connected to any form? And this is a broad question, so it's kind of ridiculous, but was it connected to any form of communication? Meaning, were you involved?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
And Kristen wrote it down too.
Before, yeah.
And so what was your job specifically?
Well, my first 14 years was a sales rep. My second one was a sales rep, and then I was promoted to branch manager, where I oversaw everybody and everything.
In what kind of business?
Banking, it sounds like.
No, it wasn't banking. It was in wholesale distribution.
Oh, you said branch manager, so I just assumed that it was a bank.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was the second job, the 16?
Yes.
Year?
And are we talking broadly about wholesale? Is there a product, specific product?
It was in industrial products.
Oh, I didn't
servicing
heard.
The marine
industrial
industry,
product.
Utility, packaging.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And what job, what are you doing currently?
Well, since I left, I have my own small business.
And when did you leave? What year?
I left in, April 27th, 2010.
In 2010. And you have your own business?
Yes.
Which is not surprising for a person who's a one. I mean, sorry to generalize. We're making a generalization, but ones often do go into business for themselves.
What is your form of business now?
I sell a planting product to the vineyard industry.
To seniors?
To vineyards.
Oh, vineyards.
We're both having some problems hearing. Yeah, I mean, you're in Northern California, so that's right in
yes.
You're in that, adjacent to that area in your location, I see.
Right.
Okay. And so your question is, that right now in my life, I'm 61, I want to know if I'm going to be in a relationship.
Yes.
Okay. Our answer is yes. Now, we don't like fairy tales, and we're just not saying it to please you. We take this seriously, and our goal is to be accurate. So far we got yes. Were you going to say something?
Well, I was going to ask her what her, you know, social activities are, how she goes about meeting people, maybe you know, people that you'd be interested in having a relationship with? Are you on an online site, or do you
do no. you
know, singles groups? Not
no.
that we're not recommending that. Usually we really don't recommend,
yeah.
you know, like,
yeah.
you know, dating sites.
What about, let me ask you another question to try to see if I can get a handle on this. Have you ever yourself owned a dog? Do you have a puppy, anything with dogs?
Yes, I grew up with dogs, and my dad has two dogs that are very much like mine. So we've had
okay.
13 dogs in my lifetime.
Okay, so now what we're trying to do, Rachel, is we're trying to figure out not just guessing games, but we're trying to get a vibe and figure out the parts of, you know, when you're baking a cake, you have sugar, but you have butter, you have flour, and you're going, well, I don't see a cake out of this. Then you put it all together. Well, that's where the puppy and the dog comes in. It's in the ingredients of a recipe. There's some, and so then you mention your father. So
yeah.
now the element, you see, this gets intriguing
family.
Because we're starting to see that dogs, 13 dogs, your dad has two puppies. There's that theme of two again. And
right.
and your parents have been together. Oh, yeah, you're going into a relationship. But it has something to do with your father. So now we're getting into a psychological terrain. You've never been married. Has your father, do you think your father's upset about that, feels bad for you, or does he just not, he thinks as long as you're happy, you're fine?
No. My dad had five children. My parents had five children. Only one got married and divorced, and all four other children, which range from 50 to 61, have never been married. So he is very disappointed. He really doesn't have grandkids, and he brings it up all the time.
Yeah.
So it's connected. And the divorce was coming from your sibling. When Neil was talking about a divorce around you, it was the sibling that was divorced, and I was going to ask. I thought it might have been a sibling.
And there's no grandchildren at all?
There's no grandchildren.
There's
so,
only one. There's
oh, there's
only
one.
One
right?
And,
there's
yeah,
one.
But
from
he really
divorce.
Wanted. Wait, yes.
Yeah, you see, now we're getting into the karma. And now we're getting into your father's disappointment of karma. Was it your mm-hmm. desire, Rachel, to at one point in your life be married? Did you want to be married and have children?
At one time, but that was not my focus. My focus was, I was very independent. I put myself through school, did everything on my own, was to be successful and take care of myself. The romance is something, marriage is something I wanted, but having to take care of myself and have a job and
yeah.
stuff, that was very important.
Very typical of a master number one. But we don't want to stereotype master numbers at all, but that's a ready attitude about a one energy. But now, you know, you're looking at life and you're thinking, I've gotten that out of my way, and I'd like to have a companion
right.
in my life as I approach
yes.
the last phases of my existence on the planet. So you're going to be having a relationship.
Back to that practical question. How do you meet people, Rachel? Because we never
okay.
really.
I don't. And here's the problem. My dad lives out of state. He's 88 and a half. So I am flying back and forth. I stay there helping him out for like 2 months at a pop. Sometimes I'm gone a month, sometimes 6 weeks. I do that several times a year. So I live in two different states. And my whole focus when I go back there is him. Here, I have my job. I work out at my health club regularly, and I don't. I there's no place for me to go by myself to meet people, so it has been very hard.
So this is why another reason that the father came into
yeah.
the reading, because you're traveling back and forth, and it's compromising your time to actually get out in the world and encounter
right.
other people. So that's second.
See, we're actually getting into an area of a karmic composition. This was set up, the karma of your past life, your father's past life, even some of the children, this is all interconnected. And so it's caused a kind of a turmoil in this area. But
mm-hmm.
what our evaluation is that somewhere in your code, you manage a relationship out of this. I'm not, I don't think we can solve this over the radio, but if you're looking for just a ready answer, a psychic answer, you're going to be in a relationship. We haven't determined yet how to get there. We don't know yet how to get there, or maybe it will just fall in your lap. Who in the family, if anyone, ever flew a plane, had a pilot's license, anything with planes, aircrafts?
Interesting. My one brother built a plane, but he's not flying it. And my other brother, it's not a plane. It's a thing with wings, and like when you fly off a cliff and things like that, it's power
motor.
Like
a paraglider, or I don't know what those are called.
Yeah,
exactly. He started that about 2 years ago.
And so this is, they both, I think, count in this regard.
Mm-hmm. What this means, Rachel, is that in the way that the third eye is used for Kristen and I, we're able to peer in and start to get pictures of things that will support the premise you're going to be a relationship. Now, what we see is up for grabs. It doesn't matter. We saw an airplane and you validated it and even said, interesting, one's building one and one has this paraglider. So you should be saying, I don't know how it makes sense, but what you saw, I validated it. And according to your analysis, that's connecting somehow to the vision you're seeing of me being in a relationship. And that answer would be yes.
One more question, Rachel, before we move on to the next caller. What happened last year? Because that was there's 6th cycle of 10 between July. I mean, between July and July, so 2016 to 2017, was there any change that happened that you can validate?
The only thing that happened, and this is so trivial, our one dog got very, very ill with Cushing's disease. And I had to extend my stay at my dad's to take care of her, and it was a many-month process. I was devastated. I thought the dog was going to die. It was horrible. And so that was for months. I just thought she was going to die. So that was very traumatic for me.
Yeah, that, Rachel, ties in with the validations about the dogs and the father. So we're back. We've circled back to that.
Yeah.
So you see how everything's tying in?
Yes. Yeah. I just hope that this relationship is going to be healthy. I want something healthy as I'm aging.
I understand, and obviously, we all want healthy relationships, because who wants to have negativity and unhealthiness in one's life? But it's a further. I think it's a further exploration. Rachel, it can always call after the show and connect. It sounds like there are some contingencies, the fact that you're traveling back and forth and having to balance that with your professional life and your personal life.
Yeah.
It needs a little bit of tweaking, I think.
You said healthy relationship. Sometimes if there needs to be a transformation to a healthy relationship, sometimes it might benefit you if you're comfortable to work with somebody that it doesn't have to be us that can clean up the energy field. I don't know how that's a difficult, risky thing to say, because people will manipulate that. They take advantage. They don't know what they're doing. But when you're dealing with energy fields, if there is something in your energy field that can be cleared up to promote this healthy relationship you're looking for, that's one possibility. Aside from that, you can do it on your own by really examining what you feel in your life is obstructing you from having a healthy relationship. Sometimes it's in the astral body and it's hard to see. Sometimes it's in the mental state of the human being and it's more accessible. Sometimes you have to review if you've ever been in therapy, what were your issues. I don't perceive you as being a therapy candidate. Were you ever in therapy?
No.
No, I don't perceive you as being, that's what I said. I don't think you really need it. But there might be something going on subtly, in a subtle way, Rachel, in your energy field that may be a darkening factor that can be perhaps removed. And I don't mean removed by a lucky charm or I'm going to clean your money or all this stupid nonsense. I'm talking about something in the energy field that is probably removed through dialogue, maybe breathing. I don't know. You know, I don't know yet. Mm-hmm. But that's one possibility. And if you don't want to explore that, then you know, do some research on cleaning up energy within yourself. And I'm sure that might be effective too.
Wow. Well, you guys have been great. Absolutely fantastic. You hit everything, one thing after the other. And I did check the length of my second relationship, and it was 9. So the first one was 7. The second one was 9.
Same so that is, that, you know, that is the karmic side of your birth date, 7 and 9, your month and day. And, you know, there's also probably this difficulty in relationship is coming from a past life because the 7, 9, between 7, 9 is a 2, and that's the relationship thing. So there was probably something in a past life. Neil, you can probably pick that up exactly what happened in a past life.
Yeah, it could be something in there. You know,
but
You can call back on the radio or you can do a private, you know, or you can just go on your happy, merry way.
But we would love it if you connected with us on Facebook or Blog Talk Radio here. You can follow us. And it was really nice to talk to you, Rachel.
Oh, it was great. Great talking to you both. So thanks again.
Take good care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. For some reason, this computer is, like, not muting the call. Okay, there she goes. Let's try to bring on 509 again. Are you there, caller?
Kristen?
Yes?
Hi. I had to step out really quick, and then I was like, no, when I came back.
Oh,
I
heard this, you Erica? Like,
yes.
Hi, Erica. How are you?
Hi. Good. Hi, Neil. You know how I recently graduated? It's so, so hard that, and so real, how much of a struggle it is to really get into your career. And I think I found a perfect match for me, and he's a very rigorous attorney. He's very demanding, but I like the challenge of him. Like, I've read his bio, and he's a really good person. He's also a part-time professor at the local law school, so I feel like I can learn a lot about him, but I haven't heard of the application process, and I was hoping I know I'll hear from them soon, maybe like in a week, but I'm wondering if I will even get an interview. When you apply, you have to answer 5 questions, and then when you submit it, you have to put your name backwards and then put your next administrative assistant. So he's like, he tests you a lot. He looks for that detail. And then after that, he sends you a quiz, which is through a PowerPoint. And then after that, it's like if you're lucky, you get an interview. So I'm at that stage where if I'm lucky, I'll get an interview.
Okay, so what do you're wondering if you're going to get the interview, get the job, and actually, you're born in December, I believe you're 29/11 too, but I don't remember your exact birth date. I'm
December 4, 93.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
17. Yeah, she's a 29/11 too, and born in December, but I just didn't remember the whole thing. Okay. And I don't know. We don't know anything about this person, this other person, I guess, in terms of a birth date, probably.
But she wants to get a job.
She wants to get a job there.
And then he has this testing that he does before an interview.
Yes, but you know what? I actually met him. I reached out to him because he's one of 3 immigration attorneys in the area. And since I read his bio, I just was interested in knowing more about him. So when I met with him, it was like an hour and a half conversation, and he was pretty much giving me, like, wanting to know about me. And he's like, well, you know what? I have a position, and you should apply. And he's like, if you don't for some reason get that, I'm going to have 3 more coming up soon. that he's wanting to bring on.
So he's impressed with you. He finds you have potential. He picks up that you're you know, would be thorough and obedient and consistent and reliable, and mm-hmm. maybe you can offer insights and your learning skills are acute. So he's intrigued by you. Now the question also is, well, gee, what kind of past life do you have with him? What are the connections? Was there a family connection? Did you meet him on the astral plane before you came down? All of these things are part of the evaluation as to how you get under his skin and make this connection. It sounds like so here's what we think. There may be a past life family connection with this man. Now, on this level, that's not going to be apparent. Maybe it would be, I don't know, but that's not what you look for right now. This is past mm-hmm. life. So your gardener mm-hmm. could have been in your family in a past life.
That happened.
Yeah, that has happened
in a significant way in your personal reading you did.
But I think that there's some connection there. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, a weird question. If you were listening to the other caller, sometimes the questions get really weird. Who do you know, if anyone, who plays tennis?
I don't know. I used to play in high school, but I don't know anyone at the moment.
It would be you.
Know thyself. Okay. I've never in my life held a tennis racket, played tennis. No.
Really?
No.
Well, I have.
I've been hit on the head with a tennis racket.
I've played very poorly, I might add, but I've played.
No. So you played. Now, this indicates that there's some passage of energy between you and this person, this professor, of a past life nature. I'm going to ask you another question, and this you may be able to answer, maybe not. The name Spencer. Does Spencer mean anything to you at this point, or has it ever?
No, but it's a big firm, and there is a few guys there. There's 7 attorneys and I think like 5 assistants. So maybe.
Oh, I thought you said it's a big sperm. I was thinking,
no.
What?
Firm.
Don't embarrass her. Gosh.
That's my humor. You got to put up with it, Erica.
Oh, I have to. And now that you're on there, you have to too.
It's a big firm. Okay. So,
I mean, she could research to see if there's a Spencer. There could be
I know.
Mm-hmm. I could find out through the website.
You could find out there, because mm-hmm. not that it matters or relates to the actor, but what about the name Tracy?
Do you know anyone named Tracy?
Tracy, no.
Okay, we're gonna keep with Spencer.
This could extend into a client. I mean, this might be not something to be able to find because it could be a client of this attorney. I mean, it could be more obscure than just someone who works at the firm.
So, and your what would
be
your
competitor
position
for the job? You don't know.
Yeah. What would be your position?
Administrative assistant, and he told me, he's like, it's not a glamorous position. You're just going to be filing, working with the printer and all of that. And I was like, well, I want to start somewhere, you know, and he's the type of person that, like, even if you have degrees, it doesn't matter to him. Like, someone, he looks for loyalty. He had us read a paper of what he really, through a story, a letter to Diego, and it pretty much says, like, just because you have these qualifications doesn't mean you're going to be like a good employee or degrees or anything. Like, just get the job done. Don't ask me questions. I'm telling you what I want. Stuff like that.
I think that's a good attitude to have, Erica, because a lot of the younger generation wants to get into positions that are, you know, beyond their work experience, you know? And mm-hmm. so it's good that you understand that you have to somewhat pay your dues and work your way up in the world rather than have instantaneous success. I mean, we're so used to getting things quickly here in our country, or, mm-hmm. you know, attaining. So the fact that you understand that you have to do kind of, you know, I don't want to say menial, but, you know, the type of work that you're doing.
What was this? You said something about doing your name backwards. I couldn't, what was that you said?
When you submit your application, he's very specific as to, like, how you need to do it. And one of the requirements was to spell your name backwards on the subject line and put your next administrative assistant. Like, he tests you in different ways. It's really, really crazy. Like, to answer the question, you have to put bullet points. And, like, and that's what he told me. Like, when I met him, I didn't know about the post until a day previous before we met. And he's like, oh, I had like 100 applicants and I got rid of half because they don't pay attention.
Okay. So he just, he wants you to focus, be able to see things from all angles and be adaptable. So you just
to follow direction.
It feels very promising to us.
Yeah. Let us know. Let us know. When do you think you're going to find out, Erica?
No idea. I submitted my quiz last Friday and I still haven't heard, but I also went to WorkSource and applied for a WEX program, which is like the state pays for two weeks of your wages in full. And then if the employer decides to keep you or hire you on, they pay half of your wage for up to 230 or 240 hours, 240. So I'm offering him that as well. And it should at least help me a little bit.
Yeah. Well, do this. Check in with us in a few weeks and let us know, because you should have an answer by that point, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for your help. I'm really hoping that I, you know, regardless, I will hear from them, but I'm really hoping that he's
I think he put a big plus by your name, Erica. So Kristen and I will use everything we can within our free time to try to see if we can get this rolling for you. But there's a promising psychic attitude about it that we're picking up on.
Okay, Erica.
Nice. Thank you. Have a good
one. You're welcome. Bye. Yeah, and it's true. We do work on our clients and the people that call on the radio
every day.
Every day. Okay. 650.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, Neil. Hi, Chris. This is Miranda, and I tuned in a little late, so are you giving psychic readings?
Yeah. What, your name was Miranda?
Yes.
Miranda. Have we spoken with
you? Yes, a while back. It's been a while.
Yeah, your voice does sound familiar. Okay, can you remind us of your birth date, please?
Sure. It's September 6th, 65.
65. Okay, and what's going on?
Well, I would just love to know what you guys see in terms of the coming month in September.
The coming month. Okay. That's a short-term forecast.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it simple. Or it could be the next 3 months, whatever you.
Well, you're having a birthday. So you're coming up on a birthday, but I don't know what's going on here.
Yes, it is. Yes. The full moon happens to fall on my birthday.
52 years old?
It's going to be 52. She's 51 right now.
You're 51 right now.
I think so, yes.
Yeah, so you're still within your fifth cycle of your master. She's a 9, isn't she? Is that what you got? Or did I add that up wrong?
She's a 9.
Yeah. So you're in your fifth cycle of 9. You're in the midst of that. You're not going to have another cycle until 50.
Change at 36.
Or, yeah, so something happened at 36. What happened at 36 years old? That would have been in... 2004. Is that right? No.
I don't.
36. Sorry, 2001. In 2001, there was a change. You don't remember?
Yes, I moved. I moved then. It was a significant move. Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes, our family moved, so it was a significant change.
Okay, your family moved. And Miranda, I mean, is there a specific area? I mean, is there career relationship that you're looking at for your, you know, for the next few months? Is there?
Yeah, both actually, both career and relationship are things should be happening.
Okay, you currently single?
I'm seeing someone, and
you're seeing someone, so you're wondering about that relationship. Do you have a birth date of this person?
I'd rather not give it out. It's okay.
No, it's okay. We don't have to give it out.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I remember you. You're the person who was buying a house, right?
Yes, that's right. Oh, you have such a great memory.
Neil was saying, well, you know, there's a mountain view, And you said, no,
yes.
There's no mountain view.
Oh, my God. That's right. And there's no mountains around here. Yes.
I remember you. And actually, Mountain View was named because of the mountain views, if you look at the history of the city itself. So anyway, what's going on with that in terms of the...
Nothing at the moment. I'm looking online almost daily, and nothing has showed up within my range or something that says, hey, come and see me. So nothing new on the purchase of a home yet.
And okay, now I'm remembering details. So the person that you're in a relationship with, you're trying to buy a home with, and you actually live in separate locations, but you have children together. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Her memory is I lost my memory. I think she took it from me.
Wow.
I used to have a great memory. Now I don't even know. Are we on a radio show right now? Miranda, in September, I don't know what's going on, but the first impact I get, and it may not materialize, I don't know, but it's travel. Do you have any plans to travel in September?
I was thinking maybe October sometime.
Okay, well, that's 3 months.
Okay, where were you planning to travel, like in a plane or a car?
A plane. It would be to the East Coast.
East Coast.
Okay. So what we got so far is that the journey, the plan that you have to travel in October to the East Coast by plane is there's an attachment to what's going on right now.
Interesting.
We don't.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think that makes sense to me. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's a connection there. Now, if there's any possible barrier between the connection that you have between those two things, that is now shifted over to the problem you're having in obtaining a home. In other words, there's a theme going on that's playing a double role in producing some kind of a barrier. So do you have any soft core issues with anybody over on the East Coast, or is there any issue between the connection of you traveling and the people over there?
Oh, gosh, I'm a little confused. Soft core issue between the people. I guess.
Well, can you detail that and actually speak up too, because it's hard to hear you.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I guess there's another factor that sort of things hinge upon. I guess even this trip, an outside factor that we're waiting to get resolved before things could really start rolling.
Yeah. Resolving that issue, would that enhance your relationship with your significant other?
Very much so, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, we're trying to be discreet, but I think we hit something here.
Yes.
Now that, Miranda, that is now we draw a thread around you moving and getting into a house. Because the area of this energy is moving like a snake. It's moving around different objects and creating a web.
Right. So there's an energy field that needs to be cleared.
Something needs to be articulated, talked about, and figured out how to reduce it or work around it. Did you, Miranda, have any kind of childhood issues? When you're a child, some children have trouble, you know, cross eyes. They have chronic lung thing. Did you have any childhood
illness
in your early life?
Or impairment, like a visual impairment, hearing impairment?
No.
Was there anything difficult in your childhood, like a parent's divorce, a move that was traumatic for you, anything like that?
Just my parents' relationship was a little off. Even
tumultuous.
There was arguing
in the family, so
there was a lot of arguing. Uh-huh. Exactly.
Okay, so we're going to take
very authoritative.
Now, got it. So that's one of the pegs that we're wrapping this around. We're going to untangle. There's something about that that led to other things. Now, just say yes or no. Do you have any siblings? In your own mind, do any of your siblings suffer from depression?
I think so. I think one of them, yes.
Yeah. Would that be male or female?
Male.
Yeah, I thought male. That's why I said it first on purpose. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're starting to discover, you know what's weird about karma is people don't understand that karma comes from a left field, and they don't know, they haven't connected.
How it creeps in from different areas that you wouldn't expect.
And then it affects other parts of your life because it's this vast network. Okay. And we're starting to see that that this is an issue of karma.
From childhood and probably linked to past life.
That can be resolved. So to resolve the issue that will enhance your relationship, I decipher you have a desirable relationship, but it's problematic and it's conditional. So that can get better. So that's the good news there. The home can come into fruition. That's a good news there. But there's a karmic, it's like having a pebble in your shoe. You don't have to change your shoe. You just have to get the pebble out because it's annoying. And you have a pebble. You have this karmic pebble that's got to be taken out. It's in your energy field, like a pebble in a shoe, but you can't get it out as long as the shoe is tied. So something has to be untied here, opened up, taken out, and put back. That's where we're at right now as we speak.
And so, how do I do that? Is it an easy process to get that trouble?
It would take more investigation. You can try to do it on your own. You can call us.
Okay.
You can contact someone else. I mean, there's a variety of ways to do it. We're not going to be able to do it on the radio today, but that at least gives you some insight on how to address whatever is coming up in the next few months, because it is something that can be worked out.
Possibly. You know, the radio show is trying to probe and give quick readings. They're not meant to be full readings. You can always try to call back or do a reading or just take it and figure it out on your own, you know?
So do we know what's coming up next month? I mean, does anything come to mind?
Well, you're going to have a busy. There's going to be some busy stuff going on in September, but it's contingent, somewhat on the energies we're talking about, getting things cleared up. We can't just come out and say what's going to happen because there's a contingency level. That's like saying, am I going to win the race? I don't know. If you take the pebble out of your shoe, you might, but if it's in there, you won't. So there's a process that we're discussing that, to be honest with you, we can't determine it. As long as that pebble's there, there's something that has to be analyzed about what that is.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That's intriguing. Very good. Miranda, okay. Whatever.
Well,
I appreciate it.
You can call us back because we don't mind if you call back. Call back if you have a pertinent reason or question or something like that.
Or you can call after the show, 562-596-7818. We're running out of time and we've got other callers.
Yeah.
So, Miranda, you're welcome to connect with us either way, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. There's been a caller online. I don't know if they're just listening or if they'd like to speak with us. It's a private number. So if you want to speak with us, press 1. They're not pressing 1. Okay, so we have Amy, 122969. Hi, Amy.
Hello.
Hi, what's going on? 39123.
I met with a chiropractor this morning, and I guess I'm just looking for whether or not this is going to be a good match.
Oh, for your business?
Right, for my business.
Yeah. Well,
What's the birth date?
She's 12/29/69. And how often would you be working there? Because we know that you're doing different jobs. You're mixing it up in terms of your work
right.
energy.
I'm not sure. I mean, it's the closest one to my home. He said he has patients that are interested, and there's an opportunity for multiple days. I mean, I was thinking
know.
Of starting one day a week, maybe 2 days a week, but I'm not really sure.
She's wondering if she should work with this chiropractor. I mean, I think that, why not try? I'm getting a positive vibe, but did you have a negative experience with this
person?
Yeah, so
I went in, not really a negative experience, but when I went in, he had talk radio on, and I would say that kind of rubs me the wrong way. So
yeah.
I don't know how vital that is or if that's,
I mean,
or
how tied
can...
in are you to staying with him if you commit to one day a week and then, don't think it's working out? And
oh,
actually,
yeah,
I mean,
don't think I'd be tied.
So what do you have to lose?
Yeah, I
you
guess
mean,
I don't have anything to lose.
He had talk radio on like during his practice. He was listening to radio. Is that what she's saying?
Yeah. Yeah, it was in the waiting room and it was piped in.
Oh, but in the exam room, he didn't. Did he have it on then too?
The room that he showed me that I would probably practice out of, it was playing in there.
Well, then you could. I would say broach the subject with him and state that you when you're treating patients,
well, he,
the radio being on is not okay. I mean, you could try
right,
that.
Right. He said that's fine. You can turn it off or we can change it to a CD. But that, I guess my concern is the philosophy in general. Does that, is that a barrier or is that something that.
Oh, I would say no.
I need to be.
Talk radio, when you're dealing with the body and that kind of thing, to have talk radio on is obnoxious and intrusive, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's not a good energy.
Right.
So you got to consider that if he's not willing to.
But you have to first ask him. I think you would say, and then you could go forward from there. Maybe he would agree and say, well, on the days that you're, I understand that the philosophy is the fact that he's playing talk radio while he's treating a patient may not be in total alignment with what you are doing with your patients. But working there one day a week, I don't know if he's in agreement with you.
Yeah.
To turn it off those days, I don't know if it matters as much that you two have the same vision, in terms of how you'd set up a practice, if it's the only thing standing in the way, you know what I'm saying? And he's willing to adjust.
Sure. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I just called in looking for maybe a reading on it to see if it's a good alignment or not.
Well, Amy, you have to feel comfortable with where you're working, even if it's one day. I would state to him that if you're going to work on that day and the radio's on, it's just not where the environment you want to set up for yourself. And if he says,
right.
Oh, that's fine, I can turn it off, I don't mind doing that, then you don't have a problem with that, But if he says, well, that's what I do, I would move on.
And I think he
let us know.
Indicated that it's no big deal. He'll just change it.
Yeah, if he's going to change it, why? What do you have to lose? It's an opportunity for you to get clientele, which you need because you're starting out. And if he doesn't want to adapt to your expectations, then move on.
Yeah, that sounds good.
It seems like
a good opportunity.
Yeah, it seems like I think it's a good opportunity, but it remains to be seen how cooperative he's going to be. But
right.
we're out of time. We're over here. So let us know. We want to hear what happens, Amy, okay?
Awesome. All right. Thanks.
Okay. Take care. We're back on the air on Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks to callers and listeners. Bye-bye.